We're holding on some Dalam and Alf by the Mishnah. Eliezer Omer Poistin the other Mithwar of the Imoy, the Chamim Oyster. So now we're going to deal with the halacha of being Matar the Neder. So, where you Matar Neder, we discussed before, there's two ways to Matar Neder. One is through a Pesach and one is through Charata. So, Charata is simply the person comes along and says, you know, I regret the fact that I ever made this Neder. So, he has to say, Hesi Charata made Kora to be Matar the Neder. If he just says, I'm happy I made it, I regret the fact that it's still here, you know, that's not Matar the Neder. He says, I regret the fact that I ever made the Neder. That's called Charata. But a more basic type of being Matar the Neder is called Pesach. Pesach means that we come along and we say that there was a flaw in the Neder to start with. Had you realized the impact of the Neder, you would not have made the Neder. So there's something wrong with the Neder. So that's a Pesach.
Is the flaw that he didn't recognize the outcome, or the flaw was that he really didn't understand what he was doing?
No, there are multiple outcomes.
I guess it's both, really.
There are multiple outcomes of how a Neder impacts a person. He says, if I realized that this Neder is going to do this to me, I would not have done it. Right? So the question over here is, can we come along and say, since making a Neder isn't proper to start with, because we said, like we said back, you know, the more in the first paragraph calls in the Divishoyim, the more second paragraph says, the third paragraph says, Kid your Bren Obama and your Maker for Corbin, etc. So this guy made a Neder, and the guy around town, he made a Neder, and there people are telling, it's saying about him and his, that he's a Rosha, and his parents are, gave birth to Rishoyim, and you know, it's a bizoyan to his parents that he had such a child, you know, so they're being, if he realized the impact that they're insulting his parents because of it, he never would have made the Neder. Is that a valid Pesach? So the answer says, yeah. Right. The Chum do not allow you to use that. And the Mor is going to say, why not? It sounds like a good. Because the idea of a Pesach contains in it that it has to be that there's a Charata. Which means that if I realized that this is what would have happened, I would not have made the Neder. Now, over here, the person has no choice. They say to him, if you would realize that their people are going to be mavas, your parents because of it, but you made the Neder, he's going to say yes. He has no choice to say yes over there. So we don't know. If he really has Charata, he says, hey, listen, I wanted to make the Neder, and that didn't bother me. If a person, when we give him the Pesach, we say, if you would realize it's when you made the Neder, and he says yes, there's no Pesach. Well, in every case of a Pesach, he has a choice of saying yes or no. So when he says, I would not have made the Neder, I would not have. Okay, if he says no. Right? If the person says that I would not have made the Neder, we believe him. Because he could have said, I would have made the Neder anyway. And he says, I would not have made the Neder, so we believe him. But over here, he can't stand in front of the Bezdin and say, you know what, I don't care if I'm going to cover my parents, I would have done it anyway. He's not going to say that, even though in his mind he's thinking that. So we can't trust him on the head over here. Okay. Amar Rabbi Tzadik, Asher Poskin L'Bechorot Ovi V'Imoy Yituch Lebechor Hamokim. So, I mean, if you would realize that the person was already upset at you when you make an Neder, would you make the Neder? I mean, you could have asked him that already, right? But who's going to say, no, I would have done it anyway? Nobody's going to say that. Same Cain and the Dorim. So, if so, there's no such thing as a Neder anymore. You come out to every single Neder with that. If that's an acceptable argument, that a Kvod Hamokim, so you come out to every single Neder, there's no Neder you can't be Matar. So we got rid of every single Neder. So that's not Mistaber, that's an option, how to Matar the Neder. So similarly, we're saying that the Kavod of the Imoy is similar to that.
But it sounds like it's a sort of a technical detail, almost like a Durabanan, that we don't allow this to serve as a Pesach. So,
it means theoretically it is a Pesach, but we can't accept it because we don't know if he's truly honestly. There's no way to know if this is an honest answer.
Yeah, but like it sounds like Mikur Adin. It sounds like, yeah, you can, you know, this could be a Pesach for any Nether.
theoretically. I mean, the person says, I had not thought about the impact, the fact that I'm doing something which is improper to do according to the Torah, and now that I realize that I would not have done it, and I regret that I did it, theoretically that's a heter, but unless the person says, no, I really want to do this anyway, he can't argue that, we can't, he's not going to say that to the Beis Din. You're right, theoretically it is an option, it is a valid passage, just we have no way to use it. Okay. Now, Zot Mishnah, Umar Chacham and Reb Eliezer, Bedaber Shebein Noy Lebein Oviv VeImoy, Shepesul LeMechored Oviv VeImoy. But a neder which is in between, which is an issue between him and his parents, so over there, the impact on the parents would be, including their kavod, would be a valid pesach. Okay. Void Omer really has her. Poistim and Norlet. Rechamim Oistrim. So Norlet is something which just happened later on. In other words, it's not. I mean, everything we're talking about, it has to be an impact which now he regrets the fact they ever made the netter. So, all the cases, the impact is something which happened afterwards. Norlet means something which was unexpected. It means. What we're doing is we're saying that the logic behind it is that the flaw on the netter is, if when you made the netter, had you thought about this impact when you made the netter? The answer is no. Okay, you would not have made the netter. Okay, I would not have made the netter. So it means there's a flaw in your netter. Let's say something which normally does not happen. If you thought about this possibility when you made the netter, he'll say yeah, because it's not going to happen and it never happens, the type of thing. Now all of a sudden it happens. So if I realize this, I would not have made the netter. Well, that's not really true, because with the hindsight of knowing what the when the future becomes the past, you say, "Wow, if I realize this, I would have done it." But when you're looking towards the future, making the netter, you don't expect this to happen. It's not a thing which is normal to happen. So that's called Neuler. So the Rav Lesher said that's a valid pesach, and the Chachamim say no. Ketzad Amr Kardim She'eni Nehena Le'ish Ploini, I'm not going to get benefit from so and so. V'nasa Sofer, and that person became the Sofer in the town. Either means that it means he's the Sofer which you need him for your Sofer's needs, or he came to Tamachokim, two versions, whatever it means. But either way, he now needs this person. Oh, that's not expected. And it turned out that they ended up becoming the Bach has in the word Bekarev. They ended up becoming, you know, being Nishtarach, I think is what it means. One second. Okay, the Ram learns that the Ram's on my base. This person all of a sudden was marrying off his son, marrying off that person was marrying off that person's son, and he was invited to the wedding. So he says, if he realized, I would not have made the netter. So, Kadam the Bayez Eshani Nichnas, he said, I'm not going to enter into this building. Manasa basic Nesses, they end up making that house into the shul. Omer Eli Yisidea Shehu Nasa basic Nesses, Lo Yisinoider, Revelezim Matur Chomer Moisir. So that's not expected that all of a sudden this private house should become the shul. There's no reason to believe that's going to happen. So the Rav Lesher says that's valid. The Chachamim say it's not valid. Zok the Ram. Rav Lezer Emer Poslan Loi Bechoyed Avavim La'adam Poslan Loi La'adam Bechoyed Avavim Loi Shemer Loi Ilu HaYisa Yodeya Ilu HaYisa Yodeya. Had you known Shemer Vazen Avicha V'imecho, that they're going to be insulting your parents, Ashatok Kalba the daughter, because you are take the dorm leniently, Kaminan the Karl Rashia Bar Tzedika Rashia Bar Rashia. The Mor says in Sanhedrin that even if the father is a tzaddik and the child is a Rasha, instead of calling the person a Rashia Bar Tzedika, people call them a Rashia Bar Rashia because they blame the parents, even if it's not really the parents' fault. But that's what happens. So Kluma Yisa Noider, would you made the netter? Lashon Acher Shemru Shatov Lamata Mehem Shav Hem is also the Midrash. Must be the Midrash also in the dorm also, obviously, because that's where you learned it from. Chol Moshim Gomer first time out. Or Mitzadak Acher Pesul B'Chvod Ovi Bimoy Pesul Loi B'Chvod Hamakom. So the. The Tosfos says that this he has the years that Reb Elazar Reb Tzadok. We have the years of the missions of Reb Tzadok. That Reb Tzadok is coming to bring a raya to the Chachamim, like which way we learn the Mishnah. I'm not sure how the Ram learns. It sounds like the Ram is learning that Klamer Reb Eliezer Kehecha the Shor Liftoch with Chod Abba Veimoy Shor Nami Liftoch with Chod Hamakom. He says that you can use Kavan Hamakom. If according to the lesson, you use covenant of Avivima, you can use covenant of Malcolm also. And he's saying that that's true. Shemar lo ilo yisidaya kishanadarta shayitza mekel b'chvet ha-malkum. That's called being mekel b'chvet ha-malkum. Darmina b'sifri kishu nardar b'melech atzmai shu kinardar b'melech atzmai kluma yisid nardar. So the way the Ron learns the Tzaddik is extending Rabbi Eliezer's argument, and then he has in the we have him can't end the dorm that's an Amruloi in can't end the dorm. So Reb Tzadok was extending Reb Eliezer's sheet, and the Chomer saying back, then there's no matter anymore. So the Sifri says that when a person makes a netter, the way a netter works is he's attaching himself to the existence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu and saying that that this is, should be usher, just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu exists, this should be usher. So he's being netter. So then when you're not keeping it, you're turning around and saying that there's a lack of emes to a Kadosh Baruch Hu Chas V'Shalom. So that's the chumrah of that. Amalim came in the door. Klamar Afilu Reb Eliezer Moed the Rabbanon the Bekovet Amokim Ain Poiskin Dim Isa the Poiskin Ain the door. So he said back, that's not an argument. Klamar Farsh Mai Dover Shebeinoy LeBein Aviv Imoy. What's an example? Now some say that the Gemara Mefarish law, period, and then a new Dabar Shemeno the Ben Abi Beimoi. That's a new Dibra Maskel. Kegon Shaosu Bahanosi. That he made a net that the parents can't get benefit from him. And then they said to me, that's quite insulting to your parents. He said, you know, if I realized the impact on the parents, I wouldn't have done it. Umiyu. Nehidah must get in the hacha, the ain poiskim b'chvayr ha-malkim. Sadafka b'chvayr ha-malkim hu the ain poiskim. Mishum dimisa the poiskim in the dorim, nitorim yofa. Kisim gemora. So that's not a good way to be matur in that. Because she'ain shum adam she'yoy is part of loymar, nobody's going to have the chutzpah to say shefilah ha'yudeya shumekel b'kodam mokum ha'yunoyder. He's not going to say that to the bezit, even though it's what he's thinking in his heart. He's not going to say it. Shefilah lo ha'yunimna l'kach mitfilah. Even though he that would not have stopped him, but yeshaker, he's going to lie. Loymar came. Okay, but that's talking about the general covenant of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But if the person's going to be will be able to address that he's impacting a mitzvah negatively, We can make a possible way to matter the netter is we can ask him based on a pasuk. So now the Ran has to explain. So why is that acceptable? The person said, "You know what? Even though I realize I'm over the mitzvah in the Torah, I would have done it anyway." And really, you're going to say that? So if you're not going to say that, so then we're back to why is this a valid amount in the letter? The Ran says, "No. The mitzvah achas kihani the money tana lochemir luli and shikuli high. People don't take those mitzvahs. So, yeah, I'm not really hating him. You know, it's not so bad to hate somebody. They don't take it seriously." If the answer to the question is, you know what, even if that Ben Nedavera would have done it anyway, if that's what he's really thinking, he'll say it. He won't lie. He'll say the truth. That's the more submission says that the issue of if you realize this is impacting your keeping of Shabbos, when you made the netter, so say, yeah. So, you know, you keep Shabbos other ways. Okay. Okay. Yushalmi Hakol, Mudim Bakwad Rabbi Shaino Maimid. The same way in Reb Lezer never meant to be matter b'chvod hamalkum, because that's taking it too far. So you cannot be matter b'chvod the rabbi either. Okay, the next part of the run is on the base. That's the Yerushalmi's way of saying that you cannot use that as a Pesach. So it's in the first, the widest lines on the bottom, on the round on the bottom, the first line. Okay. The Gemara in some places, when we have multiple statements of one Tana, and he says the word va'oid, like why is it va'oid? It's va'oid is, I mean, we're extending the idea further. It's just, I mean, yeah, multiple times said multiple things. You don't choose every time Rekiva says something, he says, and Rekiva said some more. I mean, of course he said some more. That's what it is. He's saying a new statement. What's the va'oid? Right, so the Morris says the va'oid is always used in the context of we're saying this, and not only this, but even this. The Morris says, well, if that's the thought process, when you get off into a whole discussion between, you lose that idea. So again, the word va'oid doesn't make sense. So the Ron says over here, look, you have Reb Eliezer, you have this whole back and forth with the Rabbanan, and you say va'oid. It's unclear. So the Morris should ask, what does va'oid mean? He says, no, that's not a kash. The more I ask such a question over there in Erevin, if once the Chama made the discussion, you can't use the word void anymore, so what does the void mean? That's the more I ask over there. Over here, the point is, he's allowing this, and not only that, he's even allowing that. So the void over here makes sense. Something which would be expected can make the netter so that there was a flaw in the netter to start with. Had you realized this commonplace result, you wouldn't have made the netter. But if you're talking about an improbable reality, that's not a netter toast. Most people would make the netter anyway. So even if the person says, if I realized that, I wouldn't have made the netter. That's true, but you wouldn't have realized that, because even if you thought about it then, you would not have taken it into consideration. Manasseh Sefer, Mitzarek Loi Tomid, so he needs him available for his needs. By Shahar Yamasi, it's Benoi, Regilim Lechol, Besudas and Asuin. He's making a chasna, and they usually eat together. Rebliyazim, Matachamayas, Mishun Lenokad, Babi Tuba, Hadad Matana, the Bekulah Rebliyazim, Matachamayas. It's repeating itself. Once you have a few cases, you go back to say again the you clarify exactly the opinions. Okay. There's nothing more. Okay. The Mishnah said, "In Cain ain't the daughter, so my ain't the daughter." Am Rabaya, it means in Ken Ein the Dorim, the Torim Yafa. That the phrase means if you're going to be Mati Bechwara Mokum, so it doesn't mean that you'll end up with another Dorim, it means you'll end up with, that you're never going to be Mati an editor properly, because we don't know if this really is what he really is thinking. That's a bias. Rava Amar. In Ken and the Dorim, the Shalom Chacham. You don't need to go to the Chacham to be matter the netter like this. She just matter like that. Okay. Tanan, where do Chacham Rebliyazer bedarber shebeinu lebein avi v'imoy shepesel lebechwera avi v'imoy? Okay. So, if the point of the Mishnah is that a person will not have the, even though internally he's thinking, I don't care, he's not going to have the chutzpah to say it. So you understand why the chomer murder in the next stage. Bishmal abay damer in kate in the dorm the term yafa. As the Bible puts in the word yafa, hacha kim the ichsivle. I mean, the whole idea that he's making an issur between himself and his parents is quite insulting to the parents. So we ask him now, had you realized the covenant of your parents? He'll say, didn't bother me. I mean, he doesn't care. So over here, he's comfortable admitting, obviously, based on his attitude to the parents, he's comfortable admitting if it, whether it bothers him or not, so that now you're matter the net or yofa. So if the whole concern is you're not being matter the net or yofa, so over here, you'll be able to be matter the net or well. The concern over here is that any person without being a chacham can act as the matir, because the conversation is so basic. So why is that a concern over here as well? Okay. Damer imen ken hazon l'shon l'chacham hacha amai poiskin. Okay, Amri kimen l'chol nidri l'sagil l'hoin d'lav chacham hacha nami d'poiskin. The person will not think that. In general, he goes to the Chacham. The Chacham is the one who can figure out all the potential possibilities which a person should have thought about, which he didn't think about, etc. So the person will understand that he has to go to the Chacham for all of those other Pesachim. So he'll understand that this Pesach also, he should go to the Chacham to, even though he can think of that himself, he'll go to the Chacham and see if it's a valid Pesach. Let's just start the round at least. So my in the dorm, remember by him, Ken in the dorm, turn me off. Shefila im mitzila. What we're concerned about is even if the truth is in the beginning, The Kavod HaMakom would not have been a motivation for him to not make the Neder, even though that's the truth. He's not going to have the chutzpah to say that to the Chacham. If I realized, I would not have made the Neder, even though the truth is he would have. It's a shame the Dorm, the Torm Yafa, you don't look me out in the Neder well. Shemachim, Mother of Elias, the Rabbanon, Shane Pesel, Levich, what I'm welcome. That's why even Rabbi Eliezer agrees that that far you can't take it. However, the Rabbanon asks you the Silahu, Loishna Bechwed Amakim, Loishna Bechwed Abavimoy, in other ways, the person doesn't have the chutzpah to admit what's going on inside of his heart. So, Rain Poiskin, Rabbi Eliezer, sovereign, the Bechwed Amakim, who they know the Mayes, Bechwed Abavimoy, Mayes. If the truth is that he had, according to Rabbi Eliezer, would be willing to make the Neder, even though it's an insult to his parents, he'll say that. He'll ask the chutzpah to say that. Rain Poiskin, therefore, that's a valid way to be mad than the Neder, currently, yes. Okay.